All right. Hi, Paul Sakis. Good News Planet. I'm speaking to Marla Goldberg. Hi, Marla. How are you?
Good, Paul. How are you doing?
All right, good. You know, Marla, I see here it says Goldberg, but it has a double R under the name of Goldberg. But here on your underneath your name, I want you need to know that there's only one R.
We're in the process of legally changing it. So right before COVID struck, I had a numerologist on my podcast. And she said, Marla, your name would resonate stronger if you had two R's, either in the first name or the last name. And I figured it was easier to change my husband's name than my name. So I made it G-O-L-D-B-E-R-R-G.
Wow. All right. Well, you know, that is easier to change your husband's than yours. So, so Marla, look, I'm very excited to speak with you. And what's the name of your podcast, and how can we get to hear that?
My podcast is Guided Spirit Conversations. It's live. It's a live show on voiceamerica.com, the Empowerment Channel, Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. And I stream live on Facebook. So I have a Facebook page, Guided Spirit Conversations. And if you've missed it, I also have a YouTube page by the same name.
Wow. Is that with the two R's or no?
With the two R's.
But now you're a best-selling author too. You've written, tell us the name of the book without the entire name, because the name has some exclamation point dots and
stars. My effing long journey to loving myself, a guide to a shorter path. I was
that
PC.
F part that was a little confusing to me. I had to look it up in the dictionary of questionable words that are so explanatory. That one of those words can mean a zillion. That's probably one of the most powerful words in the world, the F word, wouldn't you say?
I do think, yeah, and you can use it in so many connotations.
Yeah, in a great, beautiful, loving, caring, kind, wonderful, sensitive way.
Yes.
And then there's that other way.
Yes.
Kind of upset.
Yeah, sometimes people just use it as their natural adjective.
Yeah. Some people, that is all they use.
Yeah, it's true.
Especially if you play basketball. It seems like that's the whole conversation. So tell me a little bit about your background, please.
So I, you know, lived a normal life. I was a serial entrepreneur. I had, you know, three businesses before I, you know, married my first husband. I married him and walked into a disastrous situation. And started down my spiritual path, and I didn't even know I was going down it. Uh-huh. I met a woman at a women's conference who was talking about how to heal yourself. And I thought, that's great. You know, because I know how to do it, because nothing else is working for me. So I need to learn how to heal myself.
Sure.
And little did I know, I was signing up for a 3-year school. And as I'm going down, I started learning all these tools and techniques that I use to help heal my wounds. And I use on myself still and other people.
All right, so let's help others here, which is our mission, really.
Yes,
For life. And actually, I just interviewed a guy named Dr. Bernie Siegel. I don't know if you know him.
Just a little bit.
And so, and he's in our show. We're putting on, he's in our World Peace concert. So, which we just finished, and we're putting it also out here in broadcast in New York. So Bernie says, you know, his whole life, and I am only saying this not because, you know, is to give to others.
Yes.
And the more you give to others, the more you get. And in Bernie's term, who has a medical pad that says love one another, as his prescription pad. You know, it's not that you have to feel actually any better if you're really a giver. It's that you see that somebody else has felt better. So what do you think in that regard?
I think it's important. I think it's important to give and to do without expecting in return. Many people give with strings attached, and it doesn't make a difference. Like, I'll give you love, but you have to give me this in return. And to me, that doesn't work. But when you give of the heart, you know, from a pure heart, I want you to have this, or you're not feeling well, let me bring this over, whatever it might be. I feel that's so important because, yes, you make somebody else feel good, but you also make yourself feel good. That might not be the intention, but it is the outcome.
You know, the word, and actually I learned this, I might even learn it at a Seder. That's what we say. Being that I'm Jewish, but I'm also an interfaith minister, spiritual Reverend Paul. and all faith. So, but I learned this it's like you don't need the credit. The word anonymous could be one of the most powerful words in the world as well, if it was for the good. What do you think?
I agree. You don't, you know, if you're just giving because you, okay, you believe in something, then you putting your name on it, you know, you, it's an ego thing to me. It's the ego of putting out how much you've given. But if you do it anonymously, then, you know, nobody has to know. And yet you still reap the rewards of what you're giving, because when you give, you receive tenfold.
By far. Okay, so now let's help others give some thought to their own lives. So tell us a little bit about some of the things in the book that people will learn.
Well, you'll learn how to relieve stress, how to, a lot of us repress. I was a queen represser. I repressed everything. I call it the Scarlett O'Hara syndrome. You know, in Gone with the Wind, where she makes these vows and these oaths that I'll never be like this or have this. And I used to do that. And I had so much packed in there that I really needed to get it up and out. So there's techniques on how to do that, how to get your repressed emotions up and out. But here's the thing. Once it starts coming out, you have to allow it to come out. A lot of people start feeling the feeling of crying or screaming or getting it out. And what they don't realize is this is what you need to do. It's a way of vomiting out the repressed energy. And you allow it to come out, and it's very cathartic. And at the end, you might be spent, but you'll feel so much better. And if you do that as a practice, in no time, you'll feel incredible.
So how does somebody, do they go into an OM? Do they go into a meditative? What is one of a suggestion how to begin?
My favorite, and I don't have it near me because I gave it away. I need to get another one. I usually have a toy bat near me. So a Nerf bat, you know, like a child's bat, B-A-T. Yeah. And I go to a soft surface like a sofa, mattress. When I had my massage table, my healing table, I would go there. And I just take that thing and I wind up and I just hit it with all my might. And I will tell you, within 4 or 5 swats of that bat, you start feeling things come up. I mean, you don't even have to do it for minutes. You just need to allow it to come up. That's the golden ticket to it.
I'm going to show this because in this last show that we did, I had some comedians, Upper West Side comedians, do some shtick. And I showed them this Hug a Planet. So my buddy makes these Hug a Planet things. Uh-huh. And so one of the comedians said, because I also had my hearts upside down, they thought it was Mick Jagger's lips, they thought it was a spleen, whatever, you know, the comedians, they can make fun of you, and they thought I was a podiatrist. You know how they're just funny people. And in any case, they said, this could be a whack-a-mole. You know, you can take, and this is a hug. They use this, my buddies, Robert Forenza, they use this in the New York City schools to squish, you know, and there's the squishy balls too, right?
Yes.
I love your bad idea, because I agree with you. It's like a punching bag too, as long as it's not somebody you know, right?
Right, exactly. It's not meant to be used on humans or dogs or cats. It's supposed to be on soft surfaces only. Sofas, beds, you know, chairs.
So if they don't have that, so just something that, because what do you think? It's physically
physical
integrating
exertion.
In your soul?
Physical exertion. You need to do something to get it out. I used to box, play tennis. I used to scream. And so that's why I designed, I'll pull this out since we're doing show and tell.
Yeah.
My scream pillow. I'm so glad I got that reaction from you, because that's what it's for. It's supposed to be humorous, but functional. And we didn't want anybody to miss where you're supposed to put your mouth when you scream. And the only thing I suggest is take off your lipstick if you're a woman, or if you're a man and wear lipstick,
uh-huh.
So you don't stain it.
And but, you know, yes. I'm a yogi, and actually tongue to fire point, according to my Claire Diab, who's Deepak Chopra's yogi and my yogi, and starts our show with some yoga. I'm so excited to talk to you. she suggests literally to keep your tongue at fire point, which is under behind the ridge of the upper two teeth, all day long, unless you're eating and are drinking.
And or talking.
Are talking, right. Because you can do it without people actually seeing it, because she felt that was sort of similar. So your pillow which is brilliant.
Thank you.
Makes me think on her 20-plus years and Deepak Chopra's brilliance, you know, you're right on. That's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank
That's
you.
Great. Appreciate so what that. Else can somebody else do?
What's gratitude. Start a gratitude practice. It's amazing how just by being grateful for what you have, you may not think you have a lot, but you have a lot more than a lot of other people. And if you're grateful for what you have, eventually you turn around and you start realizing you're joyful, you're happy, because you appreciate what you have in your life. Instead of saying, I don't have enough. And you go through that mentality. If you go, yes, I have a roof over my head, even if it's temporary. I have clothes on my back, even if they're not the best clothes. I'm getting food. I'm getting nourishment from somewhere. You know, for some people, having a toothbrush and toothpaste is something to be grateful for. And it just brings you to a place of appreciation and joy, in my opinion.
I agree. I go right to the breath. You know, if you have breath, you got it made. I had my sister's brother-in-law used to say, if you're not hitting wood and or dirt, you got it made. We are very, very fortunate. I mean, to have this opportunity to talk,
yes,
just in general in life. I mean, Mother Earth is beautiful. The people of the world are beautiful. And I think it's the more we can realize that and accept that fact, the happier. I agree with you, that gratitude. That's a beautiful thing. What else is in the book? Because I love this. And where can we get the book? Name the book again one more time.
My Effing Long Journey to Loving Myself, A Guide to a Shorter Path.
Okay.
And this can be purchased on Amazon, or you can purchase it through me. And okay, I'll send it to you with a signature if you'd like.
I do.
Okay.
I love it. I want to read it. I didn't get it beforehand, but because we were going to do this a couple weeks out, and then I got all excited when I started to read about you. And I said, let's go for it. The world needs her right now on our broadcast. So give me another thought that you can share with our audience.
Oh, so there's a self-acceptance. There's exercises you can do to learn to accept yourself, as I say, warts, wrinkles, and all, because most of us don't. And why? Because we're brought up with these images of people in our lives that really are photoshopped and unattainable. I mean, many people cannot go down to become a size zero and, you know, feel like, and people are like, oh, when I lose that 10 pounds, no. Today, here, now. So one exercise, which can be a little overwhelming to some people, but get naked, stand in front of the mirror and start being appreciative and grateful for every part of your body. You can start at your toes. You can start at your hair and be grateful, or the top of your head. Be grateful for everything that you have, your ears, your nose, your eyes, you know, your lips, your chin. I mean, it just goes down because they all serve a purpose. And so you eventually start to love who you are as a person.
No, I love it. I think it's a wise, and be grateful for the fact that you're still breathing and you can make a change or two after you look in the mirror. If you're not happy.
Exactly. I mean, that's the reality. If you want to make a change, you can, but let's be grateful for what we have when where we are right now, because it could always be worse.
By far, that'd be far. You could be sitting on the ground looking up. And
well, that, but even if you're like, let's say stage four, there are things you can do to make your life more joyful instead of getting sucked into the emotion of your illness. That only feeds it, like sugar feeds it. You know, so being grateful and joyful and laughing will help change the cellular DNA.
Well, you are a smart one. There's no doubt about this. And people will be very fortunate to read your book, I can already tell. And to listen to your podcast and all those channels. And we're going to have text to tell people where to go.
Thank you.
Let me ask you one at this moment. I would love to talk with you again, because I really, I enjoy the way you think and believe in the way you think. Let's put it like that. What's your website? Do you have a website also?
I do have a website. It's Marla Goldberg with two R's. So it's GoldBerg.com.
All righty, good.
Easy.
So we're involved with this International Day of Peace, as declared by the United Nations, and we've been doing for 20 plus years or so since 2002. a Peace Day event. So we usually do it in Central Park and I have Times Square. And I couldn't do that this year, unfortunately, but we did a virtual show. But during my 22 years broadcasting on the internet streaming, before people ever heard the word, I've asked many people I've asked them what is good news for them. I've asked them what does peace mean to them, what does love mean to them. But I think I'd like to ask you what peace mean to you. What is peace for you?
Acceptance is like the one word that'll come to me, that we accept people for where they are, you know, because they may not think like you do, but wherever it is you are, you accept them because that's where they're at and you're where you're at. So sometimes you meet vibration to vibration. Sometimes you don't. You may not agree with them, but you just accept it because that's their right to have their thought, their opinion, their feelings.
Good old practical realities of life, and you've gained them through however the grandparents, the family, the DNA, your own hard work, I'm sure, as you said in your book with the F word, and because it is easy. We also know it's not easy.
No, it's not, but that's what we're put here for. We're put on this earth to live a life of growth and of self-growth, and you know, we're given these challenges, not to hold us down, but for us to be able to sort of break through and grow through. Like, you know, that you've seen the picture of like the rose or the flower that broke through cement. That's how I visualize how we need to be, not need to be, but what we're put here to do.
What we are.
It's to get around the challenges and to thrive, not just survive.
Beautiful. All right. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.